spider can spins a web any size.
It's the hot movie of the month, it has to be said, and that's Spider-Man. I've got Helen Spearman with me, deputy editor of What's On magazine, and George Stothard, my co-host, both of which have been to see this movie. So we'll be talking about that in just a moment. But just to round off a little bit on the ultimate Dubai phone book, Helen, so with all your handy numbers and handy tips.
Well, this is going to be a regular feature, and you'll see when you read it in What's On that we've got some reader tips in there. We managed to get some from Facebook and from our friends and from us even. And we'd love to include more and more people and more readers and listeners. So please let us know. Go to the What's On Facebook page and just get in touch, because we want it to become the ultimate with everyone involved. As many tips as possible, please.
There goes the Spider-Man. Watch out, Miss
Spider-Man. Okay, so tell me, guys, what's it like? Spider-Man.
Amazing.
Is it?
It's amazing.
It is. It's the best Spider-Man I've ever seen. And I don't know what it is. They do seem to make films very long nowadays. It's about 2 hours and 20 minutes. But I wasn't bored. And at the end, I was like, no, I want more.
It's the best 3D I've ever seen. A couple of times, I was just really taken aback by the special effects. It's very, very well done. And he's a hugely likable character and an excellent actor, actually, Andrew Garfield. Very, very impressive. And he's English. His accent's absolutely flawless.
Wow.
Fantastic. He's a gymnast, or he certainly used to be a gymnast, and you can really tell that, you know, he has that natural, you know, flexibility and like litheness to his body, and he just fits the role perfectly.
So this is the guy that was in The Social Network.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so the new face of Spider-Man, so to speak.
He is, and he's starring with Emma Stone, who he's dating in real life, and they're really taking the fashion world by storm with all the premieres there. They've been wearing some amazing clothes. He wore a very smart red Balenciaga suit, obviously like a bit of a nod to the red Spidey suit, and looked amazing.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. They're a stunning looking couple, but they're also a very talented couple also. So what is it about this movie? You're going, it's amazing, it's amazing, it's amazing, but tell me why.
That's really hard. I'd seen a bit of the other Spider-Man film and wasn't particularly taken by them, but this really sets the scene, and you do feel quite attached to his character, you know, the history of his parents and how it all came about. And there's a great villain, I think. Rhys Ifans plays
another great actor.
Plays a brilliant, brilliant villain who is a bit of a mad. Well, he is a mad scientist, and his special effects are really, really excellent.
Yeah, I think there's a real vulnerability to his character. I think that's what I have to be honest with you. I actually cried.
Did you?
I actually did. I cried. Can you believe it? During Spider-Man. but I don't know. There's a real vulnerability, man. When Martin Sheen, who's played the president in The West Wing, who I love, he plays his uncle, who, well, we won't spoil it for the listeners, but yeah.
Sorry, tell a lie. I cried as well.
There you go.
Yeah, it's...
You cry everything, though.
Yeah, I am a crier. Birthday.
Yeah, you cried on your birthday as well, didn't you? Again, even though you weren't at work.
It's tradition. But no, the dynamic and the quality of acting, I think that's what's so rare for an action film, to have these really great actors who are so well written.
Exactly, and well written.
And then you have the special effects on top of that, and it just adds up to a really exciting film.
But it's also, there's no assumption made that now I'm Spider-Man, I'm going to do amazing things. He stumbles. He struggles with it. He doesn't quite understand what's going on, and you really go on that journey with him as
you know
he doesn't just start doing it all
as he comes to terms with the changes and his, you know, limits. The only thing
as he grows his legs.
The only thing I would have liked to see more of, this is really sad, is how he gets his costume, because, you know, he gets his you know, his red mask, and he sews it himself, and then 5 minutes later he's got this amazing, you know, kind of spandex arrangement. I would have liked to see how the costume all came together a bit more, just because I'm a bit of a nerd with things like that.
High maintenance.
It's sounding really good. It's sounding great. So certainly I think they're on the list for a good movie to watch this weekend.
Absolutely. The only downside to it coming out is so many studios are kind of shying away from releasing anything while it's in its first couple of weeks. So there isn't a great deal in the cinema apart from that at the moment. There's a film out this weekend called Red Light, which is a new thriller starring Robert De Niro and Sigourney Weaver and Cillian Murphy, and they're investigating paranormal fakes. So Robert De Niro plays a psychic who's been, you know, kind of off the radar for a couple of years, a couple of decades, and then comes back, and it's about his kind of impact on the scene.
Okay.
And that's a quite exciting thriller. And on the rom-com side, a film called Think Like a Man is out. which was based on a self-help book by Steve Harvey, and he wrote a book called Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, which I have read. And
have you read that, George?
Oh, yes, of course.
And it's obviously trying to emulate the success of He's Just Not That Into You, which was also based on a self-help book. And it's about four guys who kind of conspire to turn the tables on the women in their lives after they read this book by Steve Harvey. So very light-hearted.
I like the sound of it because it's being led and driven by guys. So from their point of view, instead of it's usually the girls, isn't it? Kind of getting having a go at the guys. Yeah. So interesting. Okay.
Also a bit silly, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, right. We touched on this the other week, didn't we?
I've not seen it yet.
It's not a documentary. Let's just say. So that's a good one. And the next couple of weeks, we'll also see The Hunter with Willem Dafoe and Sam Neill. Really great cast. And it's about a guy in the island Tasmania, a really driven explorer who's on the search for a supposedly extinct marsupial. And Magic Mike is coming out as well, which is about a male stripper.
I've seen trailers. That looks pretty good, actually.
reports are saying it's not what you'd expect. So I'm really intrigued to see that, and also to see how much we're going to see of it in the UAE.
Exactly, it just shows interest in a title, doesn't it?
Yes.
So let's see, yes.
I went to see the Chernobyl Diaries as well.
How was that?
Really good. The first hour or so, really, really gripping. And the whole premise is going to Chernobyl as a holiday destination.
Wow.
A bit weird, a sort of day trip, and really, really gripping. The end is slightly disappointing, which is a bit of a letdown, but really had me on the edge of my seat for most of the movie.
Okay. Excellent. Good. It's a good mix there. What about for the kids, though?
Ice Age Continental Drift is out, and Madagascar 3 is out.
So
both kind of animation, sequels and sagas that have got adults in mind as well when
we like
scriptwriters. Yeah, so entertaining again. Mm. Everything's 3D.
Yeah, it's going that way.
I need to get my own 3D specs that I can just take everywhere.
Everywhere you go. Live your life
some
in
Ray-Ban
3D.
Exactly.
So there's some good movies there to keep you cool, keep you indoors during the summer days, which are really, we're feeling it a little bit with the humidity. Also, what you might want to do is consider what you're going to read this summer, particularly if you are off on your travels, which I am later today.
I know, Suzanne.
I'm looking for a good read. So here we go. I'm liking this. I've already picked mine off here. This summer's top 10 reads with What's On Magazine. My number one would be what you've got here. We need to talk about Alan, of course. Alan Partridge, got to be on the top of my list. I'm going straight to Duty Free when I get to the airport later to buy this book.
This is a real one for Alan Partridge fans. You've got to be into the man, the character, the programme.
And knowing me, knowing you.
Right up your street, Suzanne.
And it's written completely in character with hugely accurate in terms of references throughout his whole career, and then basically a laugh on every page, lots of anecdotes and little things that you never knew about Alan Partridge.
And for those of you who have never heard of Alan Partridge, he is a radio presenter. This was the premise of the show, which was formed by comedian Steve Coogan, and it's just about this guy that sort of blunders his way through his radio career, his TV career, and he's a bit of a case, actually. So he's a very, very funny comedy character.
So that's a great one. It's strictly not non-fiction, but very, very entertaining read. So we've pulled together our kind of top 10 reads for the summer, whether you're going to be curled up on your sofa here in the UAE, or if you're going to be on a beach somewhere lovely, or stuck in an airport for hours on end. At the moment, I just finished reading one of them, which was called State of Wonder, which was a really fantastic read about a researcher that goes into the Amazon to find a colleague and to research a tribe of women that can have children into their 70s. So a real kind of holy grail of medicine. Really, really interesting. And topically, I've just started a book called Gold by Chris Cleave. And it's based around the Olympics. It's about two women who are Olympic cyclists and about their tale of how they've come to the Olympics and their personal struggles. So nice and timely. And there's some cracking reads, actually. There's loads out at the minute.
Your recommendation, George, what would you pick off the list?
I'd probably go for the Giles Corran non-fiction, How to Eat Out, which is essentially him talking about the lessons he's learned from his life in restaurants. And I love his writing. I think he's a great personality. So
who is he?
Giles Corran is a well-known British food critic.
So it's a memoir, effectively. He's talking about his life and then dotted in with some of his best restaurant reviews and some cheeky little how-to guides on, how to tip, on, matching food. So educational, a good read, and if you're a foodie, a great one.
Yeah, that's going in the pile as well.
Prepare to be hungry after that one.
It's a great list there. You've got The Chaperone, you've got State of Wonder, you've got Afterwards by Rosamund Lupton. So, yeah.
Afterwards is fantastic, actually. Mm. Another one I read recently about an English school and there's an arson attack. And it's basically a bit like The Lovely Bones. So a woman is lying in a coma and is trying to solve the mystery of how her daughter got into this fire.
Wow.
So a real mixture. Oh, I just got goosebumps. It's like a ghost story and a thriller at the same time.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's excellent. Very, very good.
Now, of course, all these books are available in paper, but also on Kindle. So.
Yeah, I love my Kindle. It's one of those things, I didn't realise how much I wanted it until I had it, and now it's really kind of renewed my thirst for reading. It's just so easy. I absolutely love it.
I'm a bit of a Luddite with Kindle. I'm hanging on to my paperback.
I do both, actually. Yeah. But for travelling, the battery power is amazing, so I just stock up. You just buy them with your Wi-Fi on the spot, and the books are cheap, really, like much, much cheaper than you'd pay in the shops. So, yeah, love it.
Now, I was just looking at this, which I find very interesting. So, How to Be Happy. Writer Peter Jones wrote How to Do Everything and Be Happy After the Death of His Wife, a practical, chatty guide to taking control of your time and your life. We caught, and hearing what's on, they caught up with the author, the writer. So, yeah, I think it sounds a little bit... depressing.
No,
but it's
not.
It's
not
about being happy.
Not at all. I mean, it's obviously a huge topic, how to be happy. But I read the book, spoke to Peter Jones, a really lovely down-to-earth guy. And like it says, it's a practical guide. Of course positive thinking, brings great things into your life, but this is more to do with planning your time. And the premise of the book is him and his wife thought they had all the all their days together, and her life was sadly brought short. So his idea is to make what he calls a now list about things that you want to achieve in the near future. So it's not a bucket list. It's not a whenever down the line. It's I am going to make these things happen. And I did mine, and it can be anything from. Like I called my grandma, I read at the airport, called my grandma immediately and said, Grandma, I really want your recipes that we made of things that we, we cooked together when I was growing up. And she said, okay, well, but your birthday's coming up, so I'll do that for you and then I'll get you a little present as well. And I think it really meant a lot to her that I took the time to care. And I really do want these things. So she says she's going to sit and write out all the recipes for the rock buns and the flapjacks and all the things that we made together when I was a child. Or it can be anything like starting a book. Having a personal project. But what you need to do is get a diary, you need to plan your time. And the idea that I really liked is called having a Boxing Day. So when him and his wife were together, every day, every year on Boxing Day, they used to, leave the family. That was it. It was their day together. They would play with their presents, watch TV, do exactly what they wanted, not plan anything, just exactly what they wanted. So he suggests having a Boxing Day every month. So it might be a weekend day, you might take it as a holiday, you just wake up. If you want to stay in bed and watch TV all day, do it. If you want to achieve something, you do it. And it's about having personal time and investing in your future, even if it's an indulgent or if it's in a practical, goal-setting way.
So there's food for thought for this weekend. Go and have that special day and do those fun things and and be happy. When we come back, what will help you be happy is we're going to be talking comedy. Stay with us.